Okay, so documenting sources. So really there's very, very little engineering work that's done from zero. Right? Everything we do as engineers is building upon prior knowledge. Right? So that's true even of significant work. Right? Significant work that seems like a leap beyond what's ever been done before is building upon prior knowledge. Right? So in that sense, it's really important to document that relationship. What's the source of this idea? What are the foundational principles that lead to this idea or to this design? Right. So that helps our reader kind of learn about that foundational knowledge to better understand what we're presenting, but then also make sure that those that came before us get proper credit. So let's talk about citation and reference. Basically, a citation within your document says, hey, this information came from somewhere else. This is not an original idea of mine or ours. And then the reference, usually in the references section or bibliography section of your document, tells the reader where to look to find that citation, that reference. Okay? There are a few ways to cite. We can directly quote, which almost never happens in engineering documents, technical documents. We can paraphrase, either with direct attribution to the author and reference, or kind of attribution via reference only. Let's look at a few of these real quick. So direct quote. Direct quote, we're using another word, person's words exactly, do include quotation marks or kind of indent and block quote like you'll see in a lot of newspaper articles. We'll do it that way sometimes. So here's an example from the textbook, I believe it is, where we've exactly quoted one sentence from the book in this case. Then we have our citation saying, hey, this, go look at one in the references, is going to tell you where that sentence came from. Okay, or something like this, and we're going to say, go look at reference number two, and you'll see where this sentence came from. This is not my idea. It's not our idea. This one's not common at all in technical documents. Right? You can paraphrase with direct attribution. So basically, you're summarizing the idea and generally including the author's name in the sentence directly. Right? So for example, in this case, we're saying, hey, this Singer and Searing came up with this input shaping method that's available in these references. Right. So we're kind of summarizing what's been done and giving credit to the guys, in this case, that came up with the idea. And this is where you can look for more information on that topic. Okay. Or we say, hey, this guy, Japanese guy Nomoto, came up with this model for ship steering. And we're using his model. And you can find more information at 14. So this is more common for engineering technical documents. We have a lot of authors use the abbreviation et al. So basically summarizing what Collett and his co-authors did to demonstrate that this method works for human operators. And here's where you look within our references to get more information of that. Probably the most common way to cite is basically to not include the author's name in the text. Right? So basically, kind of similar as before, but we're written in a way that does not include the author's name directly. So in this case, we're just summarizing the idea and then providing some references of where you can go to get the original source of this idea and or to find more information for you to learn about that idea. Right? Same thing happens a couple of things. The other functionality we've talked about a little bit is also to point the reader, not just give credit to people that came up with the idea, but also point the reader to where they can go to learn more about those ideas. Right? So for example, this shows up a lot in the introduction section of papers, for example. This is from one of ours. So in this case, we get down to basically a kind of summary sentence of all these places that this idea of input shaping has been used. Right? And we're not really saying anything specific about what happened on bridge cranes or tower cranes or boom cranes. But hey, we're telling the reader, if you want to learn about input shaping and bridge cranes, you can go read papers 4 and 5. Or if you want to know about coordinate measuring machines, you can read 11, 12, and 13. That's where you can go to get more information. That's kind of the secondary purpose of citations in technical documents. We're giving credit to authors for their original ideas, but also helping the audience, helping the reader, to go out and get more information on their own. And we already saw figures that you didn't create yourself also need references. All right, this is probably the most common way this will come up in this class. find some idea you're using as inspiration, make sure you reference, and you want to include it both in the figure caption and when you talk about figure one in the body text. As shown in figure one, you still have that, you would have that reference for one as well, or the citation for one. Same thing there. References themselves vary by what format you're following. This is kind of IEEE formatting. Look something like this. Pretty much all of them include the authors, title, publisher, location of the publisher or conference, and dates. Okay. So just a warning about some plagiarism. Like I said, it hasn't come up in 201 so far. Hopefully that continues. Basically, plagiarism is going to ruin your career if you do it. You're going to get caught eventually. Can ruin an academic career, ruin a writing career. Here's an example. This is from a document from a PhD student I had. And knowing this student for a little while, this didn't really sound like his writing. So I took that paragraph and Googled it and came to this, which is way too similar. As you can see from Wikipedia, I was not happy about this. So luckily, you know, despite working for me for a couple years, fired this guy. Right? This is a big no-no in our field, to plagiarize. Lost his funding, lost 2 years of work, had to change departments, eventually left here. But that is all really small compared to what would happen if that document got past me and got published. That document gets past me as an editor in that case and published, he's still going to lose his job once people find out. And then I probably end up losing my job. Right? And then neither of us can ever get a job again in an academic world. Right? So we need to be very careful about this. Okay. Make sure you're citing. It's okay to build. We're gonna build upon what work that's come before us. Just make sure you reference it properly. Right. So basically give people credit. And basically it's also about being a good citizen of the process. And if you're doing engineering work, again, we're building upon stuff that came before us. We should give those people credit in the same way that you hope people come after you give you credit for what you did.